rivers, lakes, and waterfalls. Yosemite National Park is also famous for its beautiful rivers, waterfalls, and lakes. About 1,700 miles of streams run through the park. There are more than 3,000 lakes. Most of the streams, rivers, and lakes in Yosemite are fed by melting snow. Snow covers the mountains during the winter. In the spring, the snow melts and the water begins to run down from the mountaintops. It forms tiny streams. As more snow melts, the streams grow larger. The streams flow into rivers. A stream or river that flows into a larger river is called a tributary. In Yosemite, most of the streams are tributaries to the Tuolumne and Merced rivers. As the water flows down from the mountaintops, it creates some of the world's highest and most beautiful waterfalls. With a vertical drop of 2,425 feet, 739 meters, Yosemite Falls is the highest waterfall in the United States. It is formed as Yosemite Creek flows over a cliff and into Yosemite Valley. Feature Box: The Water Cycle. The mountain snow, rivers, and lakes in Yosemite are all part of the water cycle. Water from the Pacific Ocean evaporates or becomes water vapor. Winds carry the moist air east to the Sierra Nevada. As the air rises to get over the mountains, it cools and condenses. Then it falls as snow. The melting snow runs off the land into streams and rivers. Rivers carry the water back to the ocean, and the cycle continues. Captions: Lake Elizabeth is one of the high country lakes in Yosemite. Unicorn Peak is above it. Bridal Veil Fall is one of the waterfalls in the park that flows all year. Remember how the Merced River flows into the valley? It flows over a series of falls. Vernal Fall is one of them. Nevada Fall is another. 20 waterfalls are spectacular enough to have names. Other waterfalls are scattered all through the high country. The best time to visit them is late May or early June when they are fed by melted snow. When the snow is gone, later in the summer, most of them dry up. All that is left of Yosemite Falls is a stain on a cliff. As it runs down the mountains, melting snow also fills lakes in the mountains and valleys. The level of water varies with the season. Lakes are deepest in the late spring and early summer, when they are full of melted snow.